To really understand New York sports, you gotta breathe it, live it, experience it. Whether you're watching DeGrom strike out batters at Citi Field, or watching Randle Barrett and the Knicks at the Garden, heck, even watching KD, Kyrie, or Harden drop 50 in Brooklyn. Whether you're a Yankees fan, Rangers fan, Giants fan, Jets fan, or even an Islanders fan, there's one thing they all got in common. They represent this city, just like this podcast does. Rotten Apple Sports. Tune in. Welcome back to another episode of the Rotten Apple Sports Podcast. I'm finally back. Los was by himself. You could hear it in his voice that he felt some type of way that we weren't with him. Will it be back soon? But till then, you know, I'm back. Los ain't going nowhere. If I'm not here, he's still going to be here. He holding the fort down. But, you know, real quick, I enjoyed the episode where you were talking about the draft. But part of me was upset that I wasn't with you to record because I wasn't happy with the draft, to be honest. Like, I wasn't happy with the way the Giants drafted. I was very happy about the first two picks based off of all the people that I talked to that watched that watches college football heavily and were telling me about the guys that we drafted. I was happy about the draft. Like, even without knowing anything about the players, you know me, Los. We've spoken about this behind the scenes. I refuse to talk about the Giants on air before the draft. But we've spoken about this behind the scenes, and I told you that I wanted them to go after a pass rusher and an offensive lineman. And that's exactly what they did with the first two picks. But you go out there and you drafted a wide receiver that's like, what, 5'8", 5'9"? Like,
yeah, 5'8", very small.
It was confusing, bro.
Especially, you know, I don't know if you remember, but there were some rumors out there about Kadarius Toney maybe being on the move. So when they made that draft pick, I said, okay, maybe that's going to expedite something. And, you know, maybe it might still happen. But when they hired these guys, though, you know, you got to have faith in the new guys that are coming in. You know, they're highly regarded. And, you know, like you said, the first two picks, home run picks.
But these guys are highly regarded, but they're still first-timers in their position. Yeah. Like Joe Schoen was an assistant GM. This is his first time as an actual GM. Brian Daboll, I believe that's how you say his name. He's always been a coordinator and some type of assistant. This is his first time as a head coach. So, of course, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. This is a clean slate as far as management and coaching goes. But I wasn't happy with the way that they handled things after the first two picks. I just wanted to get that out the way. But I was very happy about the first two picks, especially after hearing all the feedback about the type of players that we got. But just the fact that they went after our two biggest needs with the first two picks, I was very happy about that. Shout out to the Jets. I told you this after the first 2 days of the draft. I believe I said it after the first day of the draft. Shout out to the Jets. As much as I want them to stink it up like it's 1975 all over again, like, I was happy for you and all the Jets fans out there to see them do what they did with the first round and to get the steal that they got in the 20s with the pass rusher that was ranked as a top 10 pick and somehow slid to the 20s. Shout out to the Jets. Y'all knocked it out the park. But let's get into the schedule. They released the schedule last week. We can start with the Giants. As per usual, the Giants are going to play the Patriots and the Jets in the preseason, but this time they add in the Cincinnati Bengals. Preseason's irrelevant to me. We opened the season against the Tennessee Titans on the road. Titans got eliminated in the first round of the playoffs by the Cincinnati Bengals, but they're a really good team. They traded away one of their best receivers. To be honest, I don't even know if Julio Jones retired or if he's still there, but I know that they got rid of A.J. Brown. they traded him to our division rival, the Philadelphia Eagles, on draft night. But we're definitely going to open the season with a loss. We have a chance in winning our home opener in week two against the Carolina Panthers. Who knows who's going to be the quarterback week one?
Call me crazy. I wouldn't say you would definitely lose the home opener against the Titans. I mean, hear me out. The Titans are a proven playoff team. But you're right. They traded A.J. Brown. Julio Jones is not on the team no more. He's a free agent. So the Titans, for the time being, I think you could force them into being a heavy run, you know, play action type team. And, you know, if you muck the game up, and here's the thing about the Giants in a whole. I don't think they're going to be a very, very good team. You know, they might be a decent team. But I know one thing, that that pass rush and that defensive line is going to come ready to play. They got a lot of freakish talent there. So I'm not going to just throw away the Titan game. I do agree with you, though, that I think they have a very good chance of winning the home opener against the Panthers. I don't think the Panthers are anything special.
Yeah, you say all that, and I just, like, all I think about is they still got Derrick Henry.
Yes. But you got, okay, you got to remember also,
we still got to see this defense play a real game before we start making any assessments, because a lot of people got let go as soon as the new regime took over. This defense is going to look completely different. It's a new coaching staff. Like, everything about this team, even though we retained a lot of players at important positions, everything about this team says TBD, to be determined. And like you said, this Tennessee Titans team is a proven playoff team. Like, they're proven to be perennial playoff contenders. Now, what they do in the playoffs is a different story, but they somehow always managed to make it to the playoffs. Last year, you saw Derrick Henry go down, and they still won a lot of games without him and managed to make it to the playoffs. So I'm not going to sit here and discount them of anything just because A.J. Brown is not there. If anything, I give more credence to the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm a little nervous about facing the Philadelphia Eagles because they have A.J. Brown now. But I'm not going to discredit the Titans. Granted, Ryan Tannehill is still the quarterback, but nah. Like, at the end of the day, I expect us to get our asses whooped in the first week. If we win, it would be an upset. Like, we're ways away from the season opener, and I promise you, we're going to at least be 4-point underdogs at minimum.
Yeah, I like that number. Just quickly on the Titans, they also drafted a quarterback. I doubt he would be, you know, starting game one. I'm pretty sure Tannehill, you know, he's still the quarterback for now. So, but, you know, just a little something there, you know, that they drafted a quarterback in, no. I believe it was round three.
I think they drafted Malik Willis, and then Ryan Tannehill put out a comment about how he's not here to mentor nobody or something like that. Like, very unprofessional, exactly. Very bitch made, but, you know, he's white, so what do you expect? But I don't even want to talk about the Titans no more. You just reminded me of that bullshit. What I find most interesting about our schedule, I feel like we got a relatively easy schedule in comparison to what we had last year, and like based off of what these teams did in the offseason. Like, we faced the Seahawks, no more Russell Wilson. The Jaguars are the Jaguars. The Bears are the Bears. The Vikings are the Vikings. And then we got the Lions, the Texans. The Ravens are the only the Ravens and the Packers are the only two non-division teams that strike fear in my heart.
You don't want to know what I noticed? Just the first thing, looking at the schedule, and I try to do this with the Jets and with other teams I look at. I look at the quarterbacks they're going after, they're going against, right? And just by quickly glancing at it, how many elite quarterbacks do they face?
Depends on how you feel about Dak, but I mean, honestly speaking, when you look at it, Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson, that's about it.
Yeah.
You can argue. Some people will argue that Dak is elite. So if you want to throw him in there, then yeah, that's three. But that's what I'm saying. Like,
how about outside Matt Ryan?
Like looking outside of the division, like, I'm not worried about nobody really besides the Ravens and the Packers. But what's most interesting, we don't play the Washington Commanders or the Philadelphia Eagles until December. And we play both the games against Dallas before December. When usually four of the last five games for the Giants are against, well, three of the last four games, I should say, are against division rivals, usually. And as most seasons, I don't know if you pay attention to the schedule, but 99% of the time we end the season facing the Eagles in the regular season finale.
Yeah, and if you notice, towards the end of the schedule, three of the four last games are on the road. You know, I don't know how much that means anything, but, you know, it's just the facts. They have the home game against the Colts, and they have the Commanders, the Vikings, and the Eagles, you know, at the end of the season. So, you know, it's tough because, like you said, it's to be determined with a lot of things here, especially with Daniel Jones. They didn't pick up his fifth-year option. That doesn't mean he's going anywhere. It just means they're evaluating him, and who knows? He could have a big season still, you know? The jury's still out on him. You know how I feel about him in comparison to other young quarterbacks? I think he has the tools, and this is a big, big year for him. So, you know, not for nothing, this is like a make-or-break year for him because his fifth-year option wasn't picked up. You know, he has to...
I thought it was interesting they didn't pick up his fifth-year option. Honestly, you know, I've spoken about it before. I thought the right move to do was to pick it up just because the quarterback class wasn't good this year. I mean, maybe they don't expect to win many games and they're going to get a high pick and get a quarterback next year. I don't know. But I thought the smart move was to at least have him on a rookie contract for 2 years before we make any hasty decisions.
Well, you got new guys in. You know, they want to evaluate before they make that decision. But, you know, I mean, I can see it both ways. You know, I don't even know how much it was for. So I don't think it's a money thing. I just think it's it's just the evaluation period. And I wanted to be, you know, pigeonholed to him just in case you pick up his option, because next year, you know, it's supposed to be a way better quarterback class than this year was. So, you know, but when it comes to the schedule again, just looking at it, I'm not sure how many games. I know it's very early, you know, with the predictions and stuff. I'm not sure how many games they're going to win, but the fact that I don't think their division is that great, I don't think they'll be buried. Like, other teams have a chance to get buried early. I don't think the Giants, unless they play terribly, I don't think they'll be buried, like, you know.
What do you think about the Eagles this year? Do you think that they have a chance of winning the division this year with the moves they've made?
I think that if I had to pick today, I'd pick the Eagles to win the division.
Over the Cowboys?
Yeah. It's just something about the Cowboys. You know, they had a weird little off season. I didn't like their draft. They got rid of Cooper. I'm not 100% sold on Dak, but he's not a bad quarterback. So, you know, I'm not talking about him like he's Sam Darnold or anything. As of this moment, I just the Eagles picked up Bradberry from the Giants earlier today, like you said. So they improved. They improved some big pieces. I would have to go with the Eagles, honestly, just honest opinion.
I could see the Giants maybe winning anywhere from 5 to 8 games. We're going to lose to the Titans. We're going to lose to the Packers in week 5. We're going to lose to the Ravens in week 6, but we could definitely be like, when you look at the first half of the schedule, right? We got a bye week in week 9, the Titans week 1, Panthers week 2, Cowboys week 3, Bears week 4, Packers week 5, Ravens, Jaguars, Seahawks, 7, week 7, 8, and 9. We could definitely like based off of the rosters on paper right now, you know, it's still OTAs right now. Preseason is a few months away. The regular season is even further away, but we could definitely beat the Panthers. We could beat the Bears. We could beat the Jaguars. We could beat the Seahawks. We could very well go into the bye week 4-4. And then fresh off the bye, we got the Texans, then the Lions. Should win those games. Then we got the Cowboys, the Washington Commanders, the Eagles, Washington again, the Vikings, the Colts, and the Cowboys. I mean, and the Eagles to end the season. We probably split both games with the Eagles and the Commanders. Maybe we win both against the Commanders. Then, you know, we should win Detroit and Houston. Vikings, we probably lose, but that's a toss-up. The Colts is another one. We could very well go. I mean, I'm not saying this like it's a good thing, but we could win anywhere from like 5 to 8 games, maybe finish the season 8-9, 9-8. But I hope that we do a shit job, play just like we did. Well, I hope to see improvement, especially see some development from the young guys, see some promising things from the young guys. But I want to be a very bad team this year and get a good quarterback next year. If we can get a franchise quarterback in next year's draft, if you were to tell me right now that if we got a top 5 pick next year, we would guarantee a legit franchise quarterback moving forward, I'm all for having the shittiest season ever.
I agree. When you're in that situation and look at teams like the Jets, look at the Dolphins, the Bengals, the Browns, it takes forever to get these quarterbacks. So if you're telling me he's going to sacrifice 1 year with a new regime and, you know, and you're going to get a quarterback going forward, hell yeah, I'll take that every day. Just looking at that, I don't know how many games they're going to win, but I do know, you know, in 4 weeks in a row, you got the Jaguars in Jacksonville, at Seattle, and then you play the Texans and the Lions at home. If they're trying to be competitive, which I'm not sure if they are or if they're going to be competitive, you got to win at least 2 of those games. You know, those are 4 winnable games. And if you want to extend it and add the second Cowboy game and then the 2 Commander games, like I said, that's a small period of 7 weeks where I don't see why they can't win 4, or they can't win, you know, unless, you know, you're telling me they're going to be a disaster. Last year was brutal, and then Jones got hurt, and they were unwatchable because they had no direction at quarterback. They had no chance. So I think you throw away a lot of the stuff from last year, and it's, like I said, it's all about the new defense. Well, how's it going to look like Daniel Jones? And, you know, they have a backup who's a real backup quarterback who can play a few games. This is not like last year when they had no one to go to. Tyrod Taylor can step in and can win you some games. Like you said, it's probably, you know, if we had to choose going forward, it's probably best if they win, you know, 4 or 5 games. But the schedule is not as hard as, you know, like you said, as last year. So, you know, anything could happen.
Yeah, let's move on to the Jets. The Jets opened the season against the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. At home, you know, I feel like the NFL fucked up. You open in the season on 9/11, and you don't have the Giants and the Jets play against each other. Like that would have been a real good market employ for the NFL right there. Like,
you got to have somebody playing, even if they're not playing each other.
They both playing. The Giants
play. No. I'm saying like one of them playing the night game, you know, like they have the Sunday. There was a rumor. It turned out to be false, of course, that the Jets were playing the Patriots that Sunday night game. I didn't believe it immediately because the Jets don't play Sunday night games ever. But when I saw it was 9/11, I said, okay, maybe, you know, maybe the Jets are playing. It's, like I said, it turned out to be false, but they should have had at least one of them. I wouldn't have mind if it was Jets Ravens on Sunday night, or even Titans Giants, you know, but you know, the NFL decided. The NFL did the Jets no favors at all with this schedule. I know you're going to go over it, but it's brutal, the first 10 games.
Yo, man, do you want to, you know what? This is your team, so you could lead this part of the conversation, because when I look at the schedule, I kind of feel bad.
Yeah, so do I. And this is the, you know, when you first look at schedules, like, you know the teams you're playing before the season starts. So, you know, okay, we're going to be playing these guys. You just don't know the order. So the first thing I looked at is the first couple of games, because the problem with one of the big problem with the Jets is they always, first of all, they never win a game in division. They go winless in the division, but they always start off so badly. Like, and there's a great chance that they can start off terrible this year.
Wait, didn't he beat and the Patriots last year?
Mind you, they can still be better.
Didn't he beat the Patriots last year?
No.
Well, no, it was the Titans. Jets haven't.
Right? No.
Well, there was a good,
the Jets haven't won a division game, I want to say, in 3 years.
Okay.
They Damn. Beat the Jets beat the Bengals at home. They beat the Titans at home. And I don't even know who the other games are, but early on they beat the Titans. But all right, on to this year. You start off against the Ravens, a team who didn't make the playoffs last year, but we know have a franchise quarterback, have pedigree at coaching, at defense. Their secondary after the draft is insane. So that's going to be a very tough matchup for Zach Wilson game one. You know, game two, you got the Browns. So you're starting off at the Ravens and the Browns and the Bengals. But you're in Cleveland. The one thing I'll say about Cleveland is, who's going to be quarterbacking for them? Is Deshaun Watson going to be suspended or anything before the season? Or is this going to linger on and then, you know, they suspend him next year or anything? But Cleveland's a very good team, so that's hard. The Bengals, then you move on to the Bengals. You play the Bengals at home. You beat them last year, but obviously we saw that the Bengals made it to the Super Bowl. I'm just going to go through the rest of the teams until the bye, okay? We got Ravens, Browns, Bengals, at Steelers, Dolphins, at Lambeau, at Denver, Patriots, Bills. And then I believe they have the bye, and they go and they play the Patriots after that. So those first 9 games, come on. Look, I know, remember how I mentioned the Giants, what quarterbacks do they play? If Watson doesn't get suspended, they go Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Joe Burrow. I'm going to skip the Steelers. I'm going to skip the Dolphins because I don't know how you feel about Tua, but he's not elite to me as of right now. So you got Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Joe Burrow, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Josh Allen. Come on. And that's the first couple of weeks. And a lot of these teams have good defense too. So the Jets have their hands full. It's not going to be easy. So if they win some games early, you know, look at it as a surprise, because they could really get buried early. And it doesn't, you know, it slows down after that, because they have a few week period where they got Lions, Jaguars, Seahawks, and Dolphins to end the season. So, but at that point, will we want them to win games if they're playing that badly? You know, like the same thing with the Giants. It's like a catch 22, but this Jets season, this Jets schedule is brutal.
I was doing some research, and the Jets haven't won a division game since December of 2019.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
That's crazy. And it was against the Buffalo Bills.
But think about that. Like, come on. Not one. And you can't have a decent season if you're not going to win a division game. You're starting off 0-6 before you play anybody else. You know, again, you're putting yourself behind the eight ball. You got no chance. So I'm not saying they're going to have to win 3 or 4. I'm not, you know, I don't care how many games they win. But you gotta, and I guarantee you, a lot of these games they probably weren't even close too.
Damn, so, yo, I, like the fact that you gotta play Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson back to back weeks is crazy.
Yeah, man. Like Lamar, if again, if Watson's not suspended, you got Jackson, Watson, Burrow, and
Burrow the first three weeks.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So
that's crazy. But yo, not for nothing.
And remember, the
secondary is elite now. Well, it should be. Anyway.
It's gotten way better. It's gotten way better. I was gonna say that the defense in whole, as a whole, remember, dead last year, and they were like historically bad. So here's to hoping that they're better because.
Who are you most worried about in your division between the Falcons? Between the Dolphins, the Patriots, and the Bills, who are you most worried about in your division?
Oh, it's definitely the Bills. Like, I think it's the Bills by a lot.
It gotta be. It gotta be. I just wanted to make sure we was on the same page.
Yeah. No. I think, you know, the Bills got everything you can ask for. And
best quarterback in the division and everything.
The Dolphins have a good roster. Like, if you look at, they have elite receivers. They have good defense. I just don't know about Tua. And this is not, you know, this is not hate or anything. I think he's unproven, just like a lot of guys are. So, I'm not sure. I think that the Dolphins, you know, if Tua plays well, then they can make the playoffs. So, it is not taking anything away from the Dolphins. But it's definitely the...
And I think that if Tua doesn't play well, they have the assets to maybe go out there and replace Tua with a franchise quarterback.
Oh, yeah. And,
you know, depending on who's available, who's unhappy, disgruntled, whatever. But not for nothing, when you look at the division, I mean, a lot depends on how these young quarterbacks in Tua, Wilson, and Jones play out, but... With the way that these teams have built around them, at least like even, I don't want to use the words built around them. The way that the rest of the roster has been filled out, the Patriots, the Jets, and the Dolphins, maybe not so much the Jets as the other two, but they're like a quarterback away, maybe a couple pieces away from really making some noise, right? So it's like, yo, within a couple years, the AFC East could be the most competitive it's been since like the late 90s, early 2000s.
And look at the AFC in general. Like, it seems like a majority of the good quarterbacks in the AFC.
It doesn't seem like that's a fact.
Who's left in the NFC, to be honest?
Aaron Rodgers.
You know, I mean,
Daniel Jones. No, I'm just
kidding. Aaron Rodgers.
Dak Prescott.
No, but you get what I'm saying. It's like, okay, the
Jets. No, you're right. Better. No, you're right.
No.
There's maybe one or two elite quarterbacks in the NFC.
And here's my question, and I like asking you because you know you were known Jet, not hater, because
no, you can say I'm a Jet hater.
So what are the chances? As low as they may be, what are the chances that the Jets don't finish in last this year?
Last in the division?
Yes, last in the division.
Slim to none.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot has to go wrong for Miami to finish worse than the Jets.
See, I was thinking of the Patriots, actually.
I think the Patriots are still going to be better than the Dolphins.
Okay. All right. As of right now,
they still got Bill Belichick as the head coach.
That's the thing, man.
Now, you could talk about how smart or brilliant, revolutionary, whatever word the media wants to use with the head coach of the Dolphins and what he meant to the San Francisco 49ers, but the Patriots still got Bill Belichick. As much as I love to talk shit about him because Patriots fans be giving him too much neck, at the end of the day, Bill Belichick is one of the greatest coaches in any sport, in the history of any sport. So you got a first-time head coach with a bunch of new pieces, a quarterback that nobody's sure if they believe in, And then the Patriots with Bill Belichick, really good defense, and a quarterback that he handpicked. I'm going to take Bill Belichick 10 out of 10 times.
Just quickly, how do you feel about Mac Jones? Like, do you think he's the second best quarterback in the division?
I think Tua should be the second best quarterback. Mac Jones should be the worst quarterback. But as of right now, he is the second best quarterback.
Okay. Well, with all of that said, just looking at the Jet schedule, I don't think it's crazy for me to say that a decent year would be 6-7 wins. And that might be asking a lot. If you're going to win 6-7 games, guess what? You're going to win a couple games in the division. So would I be surprised if they won 5 games? No. Would I be surprised if they won anything more than 7? Yes. Like in the 5-7 range is where I'm living right now.
You said 5-7?
5-7.
Again, name these games that you see happen.
That are winnable?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Because you automatically eliminated 6 games because you expect them to still go winless in the division.
No. I said if they're going to win 5-7, that they would have to win
at least one game. So let's go through the schedule. There's no chance in hell you beat Baltimore. There's no chance in hell you beat Cleveland. No chance in hell. I don't care. Even if Deshaun doesn't play.
Wait. You don't think so?
Nah, defense is too good.
They're backup.
Okay. I don't know. All right, so I'll give you that. Cleveland is a winnable game, right? You're not beating the Bengals. You're not beating Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. Do you think the Dolphins are winnable in week 5?
Yes. I would put that as a winnable game.
All right. So let's say you're 2-3 in week 5. Then you're going to lose to the Packers. You're going to lose to the Broncos. You're going to lose to the Patriots. You're going to lose to the Bills. You're going to lose to the Patriots again. The Bears are winnable, I guess. Let's see if Justin Fields
takes that lead. So if you're going to lose the 2 games to the Patriots, then if you want to have any type of season, then you have to beat the Dolphins that early game. Because then you're already 0-0. You're already 0-4.
I gave you that Dolphins game. I gave you that Dolphins game.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, you're going to have – that's a must-win then. If you're going to lose both games to the Patriots.
You're losing both games to the Patriots and the Bills.
So that's 0-4 already.
So you 0-4 with that. You 0-5 with the Ravens. You 1-5 with the Browns. 1-6 with the Bengals. 1-7 with the Steelers. I'll give you 2-7 with the Dolphins.
I'll make it easy on you. I'll tell you the games that I think are winnable.
That's what I'm saying. You got Jaguars, maybe.
I think Jaguars, Bears, Seahawks, and I want to put the Lions there. That's 4.
You notice that the Giants and the Jets have the same exact schedule, like as far as non-division teams?
Yeah. Yeah, I just noticed that.
Not the order. And I don't think we play the Steelers. And we don't play the Steelers. Instead of the Steelers, we play the Texans.
We play a lot of the same teams, definitely.
Like as far as non-division teams go, the only team that we don't play of the same is that y'all got the Steelers week 4 and we got the Texans week 10. But
yeah, we're both at Seattle.
Oh, I mean, and not the Bears and the Bengals. Y'all play the Bengals, we play the Titans, but
yeah.
That's crazy. Like, we both play the Jaguars. We both play Seattle. We both play Detroit. We both play Baltimore.
By the way, as we're listing this, if you're telling me...
And Minnesota.
If you're telling me that we won't have a chance or, you know, not to expect that you can contend to win the Lion, Jaguar, Seahawk, Viking game, the Bear game, that's 5 games. If you don't win those games...
Yeah, again, your ass up by Minnesota.
Yeah, we're talking about 3 or 4 win season, bro.
Yeah, again, like, your ass up by Minnesota. Games. You playing in Minnesota. You playing at Seattle. That could go either way because it depends on who's quarterback.
That could definitely go either way.
Depending on
who's quarterback. I think the Lion, like I said, Lions, Jaguars, Seahawks. That could go either way.
The good thing
and
is
the Bears only could have, go either way.
The good thing is y'all only have one Thursday night game, and it's against the Jaguars after playing the Eagles. I mean, after playing the Lions.
But you see what I'm saying? If the Jets don't win one Dolphin game or one Patriot game, then the wins aren't there.
They're not.
You know, it looks really bleak. It looks like a 4-5-win season. And when I say that, people get upset. But just look at the schedule. Believe me, if they play well and, you know, they start off good, hell yeah, I'm all for it. But I'm trying to think, you know, logically. And when I look at the schedule, I just don't see it right now. Like you said, the Vikings. I don't think the Vikings are a great team. But do I think the Jets are going to Minnesota and win? I don't think so. I think there's a better chance of beating the Bears at home, beating the Lions at home, beating the Jaguars at home than, you know, it's... It's not easy when you look at the schedule.
What do you expect of Zach Wilson this season?
I expect him to take a leap. I don't know how big that leap's going to be. But like I said in the last episode, Joe Douglas did his job. He got him two tight ends, plus he drafted a third. He got him
a wide receiver.
He got him a running back, which shocked me, which, you know, they have a good running back to begin with. And the offensive line isn't bad. It could be better, but it's not bad. So, like I said, he's going to be playing a lot of difficult, like the first three games, Ravens, Browns, Bengals, Steelers, the first four. That's two really good defenses. And if you want to add the Dolphins, that's five. So, this is his chance to show people. Because I don't know if you've seen, you know, the stuff being said about him. It's literally half the people saying he's going to take a leap and half the people saying the Jets aren't going to do anything because he's not good anyway. So this is his chance. This is not Sam Darnold where he had very little weapons and a terrible offensive line. I'm not saying he has to be great. I'm not saying he, you know, has to take a Pat Mahomes-like leap, but you got to show me something because he was really bad early. Limit the turnovers and get in the end zone. This Jet team has been boring to watch the last few years because they just don't get in the end zone enough. They don't score touchdowns. And now I think they got a few explosive players. Get the ball in the end zone. Help your defense out.
Who do you think has a better season, the Giants or the Jets, as far as record goes?
I think it's the Giants. Mostly because I think their schedule is a little easier, like I said. I think it's the Giants. Yeah, I definitely think it's the Giants.
If it is, it's not by much.
No. This is not like, you know, a playoff team versus, you know, a top five, you know, bottom five team. You know, it's just the circumstances of the schedule. I think the Giants will have a better season, a better record.
Yeah, I think combined, we don't even win 10 games.
No, I mean, if we were to bet that, I think the house would, you know, I think the over-under for both teams' wins might be under 10. But, you know, maybe we see something special. Maybe we see something unexpected. It seems to happen to a lot of teams all the time, you know. Teams like the Bengals come out of nowhere. Why can't it happen to the Jets or the Giants? I got to believe, man. We're in May. I got to believe there's something, you know, until the first game and maybe the Ravens slap the Jets 41-6 and then, you know, I could be depressed again. I have to have some type of faith going into the season. I just can't be that negative.
Look, for me, it's all about development and showing me that the Giants are moving in the right direction. That's all.
I think that's happening.
And I hate that the bar is set so low, but that's what it is at this point.
But you're right. The bar for both teams, the bar is so low. And New York football is down. You know, I don't count on Buffalo. I don't care what anybody says. New York football is down bad right now. But there's hope. And for the first time, we've been talking for years, you know, you shitting on the Jets and stuff. There hasn't been hope. Now I can see a little hope, you know? Little seeds are growing, you know. So there's some you know, I'll take that and I'll run with it, hopefully. By the way, how do you feel about Pro Football Focus? They've been killing the Jets for trading up for a running back in round two. And it's like the analytical people, they hate it. And I don't think it's such a big deal. You know, I understand running back you can find in round four, round five, round six. But I don't know if you noticed, like I noticed, because I've been looking for it because, you know, the Jets drafted a running back. What do you think about the negativity around the Jets taking Breece Hall?
I don't know.
And trading up.
I don't know much about the player. What I'll say is if it's considered, if what he brings to the table, if he's considered a steal at that draft pick, at that draft selection, I'm all for it. I don't see anything wrong with the move without knowing much about him. Is you need to add running back depth. You saw an opportunity. You took it. If your front office feels like that's the best player available and you didn't give much, like, I know they have those fucking charts where they be calculating, like, what's the value as far as, like, picks
are concerned. Exactly. And
so if you didn't overreach or overspend it as far as value is concerned, then it's like, fuck it. Why not? You got something of need. If it works out, is a different story, but that's like that no matter where you draft at. You can draft number one. You can draft 60. It's not a guarantee it's going to work out.
I agree. And I just seen a lot on both sides of, you know, he's going to be rookie of the year. He's going to be impact player. He's going to help the Jets. And then I've seen mostly from the analytical side that it's not good trade value. You know, you could get a running back late in the draft. So, you know, I was just curious to see, you know, how you felt about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an issue with it, to be honest. I have more of an issue with the Giants drafting a small-ass wide receiver. Like, we don't have enough of those already.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the player at all. I'm not going to act like I know the player. I just, of all things, I didn't think that was a big need, you know, with Tony there. And you got to expect a bounce back season.
For who?
Why is his name?
It's Kenny Galladay?
Yes, Galladay, you know.
Well, I mean, the biggest issue with Galladay was that he couldn't stay healthy, and then neither could the quarterback.
Yeah, so, but again, we want to be positive for now. Now, don't dwell on the negative.
I try not to, but it's been a rough few years. Well, I guess that's it for this episode of the Rotten Apple Sports Podcast. Happy to be back, my brother. We'll talk more football as the season nears and more info comes out. We're definitely going to talk some baseball next week. It's been a while since you and I have spoken about the Mets, especially on air.
Yes.
And I want to get your opinion on a couple of things going on in the NBA. But until then, yeah, great to be back. I love you, bro.
Welcome back.
Thanks, brother, for tuning in, everybody. Don't forget to rate and subscribe. And we'll catch y'all next week.